Arno's very, very direct. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, welcome. This is probably one of the nicest conference venues in Berlin, and we're very lucky to be here every year. And indeed, I would like to thank Arno, the brain behind this conference, for inviting me and organizing the conference. This is the eighth one, and through his contacts and his team, all eight of them have been a success, indeed getting better and better every year. And as you can see from this year's program, he's outdone himself. As you can see from the program, in my working life, I wear two hats. The STM chair's hat, which would be a gilded top hatty kind of thing with braids and lots of gold on it, and the Springer Communications hat, which is actually a baseball cap that we refer to as a soccer cap. The chair of STM is measured, supposedly, statesmanlike, and seeks to corral people into harmonious group and come up with diplomatic things to say about the industry and its stakeholders and partners. The Springer Communications guy, on the other hand, works for Der Kank. So at the end of the day, or at the end of my remarks better, you can decide which hat I was wearing. The theme of this year's conference is the funding of publishing, changes and consequences for science and society. The words in the title of the conference are ones we come across in our daily lives all the time as publishers. Indeed, most of what we do is publishing articles about changes and consequences for science and society. And the word funding, however, when we hear it, we become perhaps a bit more thoughtful. Of course, add the word pricing, and most of the publishers would leave the room and call their legal counsels immediately. So it's funding we're talking about today. And the issue of how to fund publishing is at the heart of most discussions we have. And actually, for this, I'm grateful. A few years ago, we had some people on the fringes of research and publishing, insisting that it could all be done without publishers. There were loud voices. There were quite a few of them, quite influential ones. And although these people are still active and still very vocal, they only really pay attention to each other. And everyone else, aside perhaps for some Guardian blog readers, roll their eyes and say, yeah, yeah. I'm very pleased, as I'm sure are all of the other publishers in the room, that the happy consensus out there is publishers do add value, and this value must be paid for somehow. And since I am an optimist, perhaps despite my sometimes sarcastic remarks, I'm sure that this year the European Commission will, in addition to lukewarmly, if that's a word, recognize this, and recognize it not just by saying, yeah, yeah, but by a clear, concise statement to that effect. Until they do, though, I'll keep breathing regularly. Some publishers are neutral about whether the payment for the added value comes from large payments from a relatively limited number of very large customers, i.e. academic libraries, or small payments from a very large number of customers, i.e. researchers. 10 years ago, and alas only figuratively, much shouting and indignant shaking of fists took place about open access versus subscriptions. Now, open access is just another business model, and unlikely to disappear anytime soon. So is the subscription model. Subscriptions are not only still going strong, but are probably also, in some disciplines, the way forward. It's up to those of us in this room, funders, librarians, publishers, legislators, etc., to find a way to make the whole system work sustainably and securely. I'm looking forward to hearing what today's distinguished speakers have to say, and I'm delighted to have the chance to hear Dame Janet speak in a few minutes. The Finch process, although arduous at times, is the standard way forward, and other EU member states, and indeed the European Commission, should take note, swallow their pride, and admit that sometimes, and sometimes surprisingly, the best ideas in Europe come from offshore. In other countries, publishers and funders are talking as well. And I'm going to read these next two lines, which I wrote last week. And then we'll see if I have any reason to be quite so optimistic. Here in Germany, this process, facilitated by the German Ministry of Research and Education, has been ongoing for some 18 months now. Sometimes it seems like two steps forward and one step back. But the dialogue, at least up until relatively recently, has been open and quite lively. And I'm carefully optimistic that something constructive will come of it. There was a meeting this morning. I don't know the outcome. We'll see. I remain an optimist. But still there are questions. In December, an article in the well-written and sometimes very entertaining scholarly Kitchen raised some doubts, and indeed some hairs, about the, quote, problematic role of funders, unquote. And I don't agree with every critical point that Kent Anderson makes in the article, but he does raise a number of interesting points. This week, there was an article in the Financial Times as well, worrying a bit about the role of funders and how funders influence the direction science takes. So we have a lot to talk about. And I'm convinced that by tomorrow afternoon, we will have constructively addressed most of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you an interesting and fruitful conference. Thank you.